We are. It's all about me or it's about us.
Never akong nawala ng oras per se pagdating sa kanya. Kasi even when I'm watching, ito kasi yung ako talaga personally.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Big Bro and Friends podcast. Again, this is your host, Big Bro Dennis, and with all my millennial friends, say hi naman, Jingu.
Hi! Annyeonghaseyo!
And Tita Sophie.
Hello, hello, mga ka-browser.
Hello, hello, ka-browser.
Hi guys. Naman kami.
We got another new episode today to help you in adulting, in love, life, and relationships. And today, mainit ang discussion natin kasi prior pa lang to the recording, napag-usapan na natin, no? And I think ngayon, it's a gaming edition.
Yo.
Yun, mga mahilig mag-gaming.
Let's go.
So may mga tanong lang ang ating mga friends natin, mga girls dito. Mm. With regards to gaming, and I think this is a good discussion for everyone to have with your Tito Big Bro here to listen to you guys.
So many memories are flooding back to me. So
is it a good or memory okay. or bad memory?
Mm. Okay. Yung una kong tanong. Ay, wait, siguro I can read the room. Sino sa inyo masasabi niyo na avid gamer kayo kahit mobile, PC, console or lahat? Okay. Bakit? Okay. Present. Oo nga pala, nandik si IG din, nagsistream na. Okay. Good.
Streamer.
Good number of people.
So half and half tayo dito sa room.
Si Big Bro ba? Big Bro ba?
Hindi ako addict.
Yeah. NBA.
But you like
NBA
to
si Big Bro, play. Alam ko eh, NBA.
Just one game a day.
Okay. Ito ang tanong ko. Yeah. Ano ba meron doon na sobrang dami yung oras? Ang dami yung time na nandun. Na parang wala ka nang... I noticed kasi na parang... parang once you're in that game, you lose track of time. You lose sense of time. Diba? Tama ba? So, any one of you answer the question. Anong meron doon? That makes it so exciting or fun for you.
Yeah, and I think meron dapat mag-explain muna ng psychology ng gaming kung bakit kaya na
games.
Para maintindihan naman ng mga friends natin.
Oo. Yeah.
Simulan na natin kay Pretty Boy. Pretty Boy, bakit ka ba?
Ba't addict ka?
Bakit addict lang?
Addict ka.
Bakit nga ba ako addict, no? Ang alam ko lang, addict ako kay Chingu.
Wow!
Yeah! Oh. Parang di nag-agree si Chingu eh. Kasi gaming na usapan eh.
Mukhang hindi siya nag-agree tuloy.
So, okay. Ibig mo bang sabihin? Wala. Hindi na ako mag-react. Go lang. Oo. Kaya na natin i-react yan.
Yeah.
So, yun na nga, no? Ako naman masasabi ko bakit ako naglalaro. Is una, I think for me, no, nakakabawa siya ng stress pag naglalaro ako. Kasi lalo na pag meron ako mga kalaro na friends ko, hindi naman ako mahilig maglaro online. Usually, may mga kasama ako naglalaro, meron akong mga nakakilala ko or friends ko na kasama ako naglalaro. Kasi mas masaya rin maglaro pag meron mga kasama. Pero pag solo, usually mabilis akong parang magsawa din kasi hindi siya ganun ka-fun for me.
Yeah.
Pero bottom line, kaya ako naglalaro kasi para makapag-unwind or makapag-tanggal ng stress. Tsaka kahit pa paano, makipaglaro rin sa ibang friends. So ayun, yun yung sa akin.
Parang hindi na satisfy si Tita. So umpisa sa kanyang sagot. So tingnan natin.
Okay, it's a common answer.
Josh, kano ka katagal maglaro?
Dati, medyo hindi ko nga siya nabibilang, no? Minado ako doon. Biktima rin ako ng mga ganyan. Pero nung tumagal, at saka syempre, napag-uusapan din namin ni Chingo ang mga ganyan bagay.
Mm-mm.
Usually, naglalaro ako, pag naglalaro ako ng Fortnite, for example, kasama ko yung mga friends ko. Mga 2 hours. Yan. Madalas, madalas 2 hours, minsan less. Minsan, pag, for example, Monday, no? Nag-request ako ng plus 30 minutes, 2 hours and 30 minutes. Pero madalas naman ako, madalas hindi ako nakakalaro ng ibang days. Kaya naman, sinasabi ko, baka naman. So, nag-request naman ako ng gano'n.
Sino ka nagpapaalam? Sa mami mo o kay Chingu?
Kay Chingu. kay GF. Yan. Para alam niya din kung nasa napupunta yung oras ko.
Okay.
Sa mga non-gaming friends natin dito, no? Bigyan ko lang kayo na little background about games. Iba-iba kasi yan eh. Hindi lang siya basta yung nakikita nyo ngayon na Mobile Legend. Meron tayong tinatawag na RPG, role-playing game. Ayun yung medyo matagal kasi magbibuild ka ng character mo. May sarili kang character, bibisa mo, le-level up mo hanggang magka-level kung ano man certain level. Tapos meron nga yung Battle Royale. Ito yung medyo barilan, yung, ayan, yung PUBG, COD, yung mga mas mabibilis. May arcade game. Ayun yung mga Marvel versus Capcom, yung mga mabilisan versus lang. Mobile game ngayon ang mas nauuso. Ayan yung mga ang tawag dito?
Mobile Legends.
Yan. So iba-iba yung game na ginagawa ng mga tao. Yung mas matagal yung RPG, mas nakaka-addict siya. For me ha, kasi sobrang gusto mong ma-level up yung character mo in a span of time. Kung mas matagal ka kasi naglalaro ng RPG, mas nalilevel up mo yung character mo.
So ikaw, kano ka?
Ay...
Ako ngayon, nililimit ko 1 hour at least yung gaming ano ko. Kasi ang hirap din pag mag-isa ka. Depende nga, like kay, ano no, kay Pretty Boy. Kung may kalaro ako mga friends ko, the community that I have, doon mas napapatagal. Kasi hindi lang naman kami talaga naglalaro, in a sense. Kasi doon ganyan kami nag-uusap, nagka-catch up. O, kamusta ka na? Kasi ngayon nga, especially, hindi na tayo nagkakamit, no?
Mm-mm.
So, and din yung isang avenue to makamusta yung mga friends mo na.
Alam mo na, Pretty sa'yo. Boy.
Mm.
Alam mo na ang ano, ha? Excuse.
Pero, yes. Katulad pero today, pag, no? Wala ka tayo tayong laro today.
pero pag ako, 1 hour, ano lang, 1 hour lang yung limit ko sa sarili. Directly, okay. Baka merong...
Oo, oh, marami akong masyos.
Directly yan. 12 a.m. onwards.
Uy, grabe.
Hindi.
10 a.m. onwards.
Naging 10 p.m. tayo. Sa akin, sobrang exciting nung adventure, pagka-adventure ng isang game. Or, like katulad ng sinabi ni Ad kanina, no, may iba-iba yung games kasi. So may adventure, may open world, may arcade, may RPG, etc., etc. So... Sa akin ako na-excite ako sa pagka-adventure nung game and then at the same time sa competition. Kasi parang ako yung personality ko I like competition. So lalo na pag sa mga games na I compete with other people na real time. Parang sobrang addicting siya kasi alam mo yun nakaka-excite tumalo ng kapwa mo kalaro, di ba? Tapos, trash talkin mo yung minsan, di ba? So, sobrang exciting yun sa amin eh. Para sa amin mga siguro lalaki, sobrang, alam mo yun, parang, may ano eh, parang ansarap. Ansarap sa feeling ng may competition, may adventure, tapos kasama mo yung ibang friends mo doing that. So, at the same time, parang as in talagang ano siya, siguro yun yung parang isang main reason kaya mas tumatagal yung isang gaming namin. Like for example, lalo na sa mga Mobile Legend players ngayon or sa mga nagdo-Dota, etc. Kaya sila tumatagal kasi ano eh, mas may kasama sila. Kumbaga may party. Yeah. Pero like katulad ng sinabi nila Pretty Boy nila Ad, pag solo gaming ka lang, sobrang hindi siya ganun ka-exciting. So I guess kung sino yung kasama mo, mas tumatagal yung paglalaro mo. Meron din namang mga tao na solo gamer sila pero mas matagal sila naglalaro. And yun.
Kung community building siya.
To answer the question is yes.
Yeah, may girlfriend ka na eh. So ano pa hinahanap mo?
Ayun.
Hindi, tanong yun lang. Na. Tanong lang. Kasi like,
pretty boy.
Oh, like, di ba? Di ba? Ayun eh.
Okay.
And then usually naman big bro mga kalaro ko dito, mga kaibigan ko, nakakilala ko na talaga. Like for example, si Chingo din, kilala niya rin yung mga kalaro ko. Mga lalaki naman yung lahat, no? Wala naman, para lang klaro tayo dito. Wala naman babae doon, no? Puro lalaki.
Para clear tapos, lang.
Para clear lang, o. Oh, mga kalaro ko, ganyan. Mga...
Si Claire? Or claiming clear mo lang?
Hindi, clear. Hindi si Claire. Sino si Claire? Hindi,
walang Claire.
Ayan, walang Claire. Iba yun. So, ayun po, mga ano, hindi naman ako, pag ako naglalaro, no, big bro, hindi ako naghahanap ng community talaga. It's more of catching up with the friends that I already have. Kasi meron, yun yung isa mga, parang same ano namin eh. same grounds namin eh, which is yung isang particular game. Doon kami nakakapag-catch up, doon kami nakakapag-usap, doon kami nakakapag ano rin, unwind din at the same time. Yun lang, with moderation lang at saka limited time din. Hindi siya yung parang nandun na lahat ng oras at saka attention ko. And nananag-neglect na lahat ng ibang bagay na important sa akin. So, ayun.
Agree ka ba doon, Chingu, sa sagot ni Fidwai?
Sa part na in moderation, yes, I do agree, I do agree. Siyempre kasi meron kaming, nagpo-process kami ngayon ni Tita Sophie, for sure. While we are hearing your answers, we are also processing at marami pa kami mga ano dito. Marami kaming gustong ibato ng mga questions that I think that most of our viewers can relate as well.
May tanong ako sa inyo.
Oh, sige. G,
bago ka pumunta dyan sa tanong mo, para lang clear kay Tita Sophie, yung tanong mo kanina, ano ba meron sa gaming world? Mapatanggal na stress? And yes, challenge kami as men. Gusto namin yung challenge. And also, the community that we have, doon kami mas nabigyan. That's what game has. Okay, ready?
Okay, sige.
Okay, sige, ito yung tanong ko para sa mga women natin dito. Gusto nyo ba natanggalin namin yung pag-gaming?
No.
It's a no-brainer. Jojo lang.
Parang no. Parang ang tanong ni Rekdi, anong problema niya sa pag-game?
Yan.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Ako yung natitrigger. Okay. So, like, it's not the game that I'm mad at. Like, go ahead. Actually, masaya nga kung nakita ko, like, maganda yung game. How well are you setting aside time now to play games? Kasi sige, like, ang tanong ko rin for, like, for the single men, kung ngayon pa lang, at least kay Ad, marunong na siya mag-set aside ng time. If you can set time now, at least when you have a girlfriend, you know na, I'll probably be able to set aside time for her, for myself, playing games, and then for other things. Right?
First off muna, I agree naman kay Sophie, no. Again, di naman, alam ko naman yung mga ladies, they're not against yung sa laro, sa game na mismong nilalaro natin as men. It's the yung effect nito in a relationship. Yun nga yung sinasabi ni Sophie eh. Naaapektuhan na yung relationship natin. That's why I'm getting mad or na-irritate ako sa game na nilalaro mo. So it's not the game per se, but what you are doing in your relationship that affects because of the game naman.
Yeah.
Siyempre, iba-iba na naman yan per couple, no? So hindi naman natin pwede masabi na stop niya at all. So pag-usapan. So question naman ni Sophie, how well do we manage? Ako, yun nga kanina, bago lang ako matulog, doon lang ako talaga naglalaro during the day. Pampatulog ko lang siya usually. So 1 hour nga, the usual time, at least yung max ko, kasi ngayon, pag solo nga ako, 1 hour lang kasi ang hirap mag solo gaming. So mga, I think, mga 8 from scale of 1 to 10. 8.
Eh, 4 a.m. pa natutulog eh.
Hindi ako naglalaro nun pag mga nagbabasa, nanonood ako ng mga video na mag-a-add ng value sa akin.
Yun.
Yes! Videographer.
Yeah, I think marami naman tanong ng mga babae, hindi naman sa mga moderate maglaro na 30 minutes, 1 hour. I think most of them, yung tanong nila sa mga regular 3 hours, 2 to 3 hours,
yeah,
naglalaro.
Doon naman, kasi I think yes, no, Tita Sophie?
Yeah, imagine if that's 2 hours every day. Yeah. Ewan ko, matanda lang ba ako, no? I play NBA 2K, that's the only game I play. Pero that's around 25 to 30 minutes, and that's with my son. So nung wala yung anak ko, hindi talaga ako naglalaro, no? And I think that's one thing na hindi ko rin masyado, marami na ako na erase na games na na-addict ako dati, and my very reason was stress reliever. Pero mamaya, hindi na siya stress reliever kasi nagpupuyat na ako.
Na-stress ka na.
Oo, ang taas ng level ng ano ko. So, pero the next day, groggy ka, di ba? Pagod ka kasi puyat ka.
Yeah.
Tapos imbis na nakausap ko misis ko or nagbasa ako ng libro, nakukuha niya yung time ko kasi very addicting talaga ang game. Eh.
Yeah.
No? So yeah. I think yung tanong nila would be more on that aspect. So hindi ko alam kung nagsasabi na totoo si Adrian na talagang 1 hour lang talaga. Kasi wala naman nag-
it feels like 1 hour. Parang
or wala naman siyang girlfriend.
Feels like, yeah.
Diba? Wala naman siyang girlfriend na mag-check sa kanya. Diba? But for others who might be listening, baka nga may pattern kayo na sobrang tagal naman talaga.
I wouldn't do that then just because he's my boyfriend. If he was my friend, I would ask the same question too. If I noticed na parang tagal mo dyan, wala ka na bang, as the girlfriend, I na-experience ko talaga na parang hindi nagtutugma yung time niya sa akin and yung time niya sa game. So I've, ano, it is, and I usually say this when we talk, na parang ano ba yan, I'm already your girlfriend, but I still feel na may kalaban ako sa, may kalaban ako, like may kaagaw ako sa oras mo. And like, you're choosing something else over me. And like, and then parang,
oh, it's like, don't cry.
But that's really what it felt like. And I think dun nag-change yung dynamic. Nung na-realize ko, I feel like I'm fighting over you on something that's not even human, right? And then, it was just an issue naman of time management. And then, syempre, I had to understand din na at that time, he still needed some, like, someone to be straightforward and say, hey, you have a girlfriend, ganito ang mangyayari. And then, ever since then, like, he would just tell me na lang na, okay, maglalaro ako. Ganito yung klase yung game. Matagal siya. Okay? Tapos, tatawagin kita ng ganitong oras. And then there's another game that Raymond loves to play. But the point I'm making is lang sa viewers natin, if you're a guy, like, you have to make time for your games and for your girlfriend and your other responsibilities. Kasi, like, ang game, hindi naman yan parang asset sa buhay mo eh. Right? It's I don't know what to call it. It's a hobby.
Not unless, initially. Kasi ngayon naman, so wait lang ah, I need to cut you that true. With that. Okay. Not unless, yeah, sige, profession mo. Like ngayon, may mga streamer.
Not unless, yes. Oh,
not unless,
iba yun.
Not unless, yeah. Not unless.
Iba yun.
Yun na yun. Marami
yun. Okay. Tumiting na sa kawala. Mas ngumingiti na pala kayo. Bakit? Napangiti sa sinabi ko.
Tinamaan eh.
Ako meron lang akong tanong dyan, no, okay, sa part na yan. I think, I don't know if you hear this parang reasons. I don't know if our viewers would relate, no. Parang they would say, and bata pa naman ako, or hindi pa naman ako kasal, single pa naman ako, and wala na, parang, sige, ano, alam mo yun, parang gagawin ko na muna to, kasi kapag nakatali na ako, di na pwede, dami ng responsibilities and all.
So,
ako
naman,
ako naman, ang take ko kasi doon is, whatever you do today affects your future. So kung paano mo hinahandle yung time management mo, the way kang mag-manage ng mga oras mo sa paglalaro, doing your task, your works, it also seen. Kung ano ka ngayon, yun din yung marireap mo in the future. Pero kung ngayon, laro ka lang ng laro, di ba? Parang hindi mo natatapos yung mga responsibilities mo. And question mark sa akin, yun pagdating sa future. That's a values for me.
Pag natatapos naman niya yung responsibility niya for the day, tapos naglalaro siya ng 2 hours, okay lang naman yun.
Okay lang, yes. Pero wag ko lang sigurong makikita.
Sinapchatan mo na lang yung gaming time.
Oo, pwede. Sa akin talaga wala kang problema with gaming. I'm not, hindi ako against gaming kung maglalaro ka. As long as with the whole week talagang plotted mo na yung mga gagawin mo. Wala kang tatamaan. Pag inas ka, nagawa mo na ba to? You did it already. Kasi hindi mo na kailangan i-follow up pa ulit. Ay, nakalimutan ko kasi naglaro ako. Ay, nakalimutan ko kasi may ginawa akong ganito. Busy ako. Hindi magiging excuse yun for me because I saw you played games. Pero may iba ka pa palang dapat gawin. So that's not gonna be an excuse.
Ay, di ba kasi ko pa yun sa stress? Okay, wait, siguro lang din to make her...
Yari.
Ano ata to eh? Big Sis and Friends.
Yari ka, pretty boy.
Okay. Ako ba yun? Bahala ka na lang daw.
Sa mga tinamaan na viewers, nako-comment down below parang, kung anong sagot
parang
ka dyan.
Parang gumigit na ata kami yung tatlo. Gusto na kami.
De, guys,
ano yung sasabihin ko? Yeah, go, go.
Okay, sila yung sasabihin ko. Kasi I had a thought din habang nasasalita si She na... This isn't just, it's not about the game. It's about, like, you know, time management mo. And if it were us, then, hindi na, kung kami rin bilang girlfriend nyo or bilang kaibigan nyo, nakikita mo na yung oras namin nakatutok lang sa isang bagay or we're obsessed with this one thing, napapabaya yung mga ibang bagay, you have, as our friend, as our boyfriend, you have every right to tell us na what you're doing isn't right anymore. Parang you're going into this obsessive kind of state, diba?
Paano yung pag-ano? Pag nag-shopping kayo, tapos ano, maghihintay yung mga lalaki, ganun.
Okay, wait.
Trigger na, trigger!
I think that it's not okay. A regular thing ginagawa, to do.
Yeah, ito yung ginagawa namin ni Raymond. What we just do is, we just tell each other what they're about to expect. Sabi ko sa kanya, I want to go to Watson's right now. Isa-isahin ko yung aisles na yan. It's going to be long. It's going to be difficult. But kailangan ko na nandun ka. Kasi it makes the experience much more fun and more memorable for me rather than for him. And it parang isipin nyo na lang as men na itong maliit lang to na bagay, sasamahan nyo lang kami. And to me, it means the world already.
Last point yon, IJ.
Last point. Sabi ko nga, tinanong ko lang naman.
I-note mo na.
Tinanong ko lang. Ito na nga.
Yun naman. Kasi ang raming memories nagka-flood sa akin. Okay. Yun
ako,
lang din naman.
Gumigit na lang. Yes. Gaming, 90 minutes, 2 hours. Eh, pag nanonood kayo, Crash Landing on You, ilang minutes yun?
Same.
Sige, ako na lang yung sasagot dahil nahilig ako at
nagugas na
ako. Nanonood ka ng Korean series?
Yes.
Nanonood
ka ba kay Pretty Boy na uy, masyado na tayong nanonood ng ano, Netflix ha? Parang wala ka ng oras sa akin.
Never akong nawala ng oras per se pagdating sa kanya. Kasi even when I'm watching, ito kasi yung ako talaga.
I'm thinking of you.
Even when I'm watching, kaya kong mag-multitask. Pwede kong i-pause yung game to reply. Hindi naman siya yung parang, ay, wait naman, maganda na yung scene. Kailangan kong panoorin ito, mamaya na kita re-reply. Hindi eh. Parang for me, the person is more important than the movie I'm watching. I can pause that. I can replay that. Pero sometimes, it's maybe a little bit unfair for me kasi ang reason nila is hindi ko pwede i-pause yung game. Dire-diretso yan, tuloy-tuloy yan. And so I don't know anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know anymore.
Agree naman.
I don't know.
So, with our conversation, I think the question is not should I stop the game or
time management.
Alam natin ang games.
Yeah. Ayaw bitawan.
Hanging bear.
Girlfriend mo, Adrian. Games or me?
Yan na nga. Yung next, ano ko kasi, thought is the what you value. And kung mas binabalyo ko siya, siyempre I could stop anytime yung game or kung ano man yung i-ask niya kasi I value that person.
I think,
kakayanin ko naman. Because okay. I value...
Malaking pogi points para sa mga viewers natin na posibleng ligawan mo in the future. Alam niyo na.
Yan. Pero kung kaya naman may conversation,
ilalaban pa rin.
Pero kung no talaga, because I really value that person, kakayanin na. It's a value thing.
Actually, ako agree ako sa mga sinasabi ng...
Pero nagpapapaugi lang talaga ako.
Okay.
Rebel, so, no.
Sabi ko, no? Actually, agree ako sa kila Chingu and Tita Sophie na dapat as men talaga matutunan natin mag-manage ng time. And tama yung sinabi ni Chingu kung ano yung ginagawa natin ngayon will affect our future. So... hindi naman masama mag-games. Bawasan nyo lang. Bawas-bawasan. Kung dati, whole day ka nag-game, katulad ko, di ba? Bawasan mo siya, 5 hours to 3 hours to 2 hours. So, hindi siya overnight, I think. And, ayun, siguro, for me, experience ko lang, no? Regarding sa, like, gaming the whole day. Experiencing the new games, ganyan, the Clash, etc. Parang, yung value na na-add niya sa akin, wala talaga. And hindi naman sa totally wala, no? Na natulungan na ako mag-critical thinking.
Wow! Pinagtanggol pa!
Strategy! Strategize, no?
Strategize, di ba? Matalino ka doon. Pero...
Leadership! Parang
gano'n. Di ba?
Okay.
Pero syempre, at the end of the day, in reality, wala talaga siyang value na may invest mo sa sarili mo. And hindi compared
parang
sa like...
Parang confessions of a gamer to.
Oo, big bro. Hindi, kasi big bro, natututo na tayo habang tumatanda, di ba? As in, nag-manage na tayo ng time, 2 to 3 hours na lang din ako naglalaro. And nag-stream na rin ako, guys. So,
support.
2 to 3 hours lang yun. So, ayun. And tama yung sinabi ni ano, no, big bro, na... minsan yung reason natin is maging stress reliever, pero mas nasi-stress ka pa, di ba? Mas nade-depress ka, mas nalulungkot ka, etc., etc.
Lalo na pag puro talo.
Oh, lalo na pag puro talo, di ba?
Blue streak.
Oo, oh, kawawa naman yung sasalo after.
Kawawa. So,
with your definition, with how you guys describe gaming and ano, first of all, pwede kong sabihin, hindi ako gamer. Occasional player ako. I play one game a day with my son, which is less than 30 minutes. So I'm not really into it. If my son's not playing, most likely I won't play. So there are days I can miss it. It doesn't really matter. So hindi siya issue sa bahay namin. In fact, it's my wife who gave me the game. No?
Wow.
It's really for visitors. Pag may bisita, pwede maglaro. Yeah. So, yan yung... So, may two things lang sa akin. Number one, and galing na rin to sa inyo, as we were discussing it, I think the first thing that we have to understand is yung prime time. What do we do during prime time? Ang prime time kasi is from after dinner onwards. And hopefully, I don't know your sleeping time, guys, but hopefully before 12, tulog na, di ba? For maximum health. In fact, we say 10 p.m. pa nga. And I know for some that's too early. But then, in our prime time, successful people kasi use their prime time differently. Pag gusto mo maging successful, ang mga common people would use that for watching TV, playing games, doing Facebook, social media. They consume. No? But successful people, they produce. No? They read a book, they spend time with family, they get into business, they study something, they try to earn, or they do a podcast like this, right? So they're producing, they're not consuming.
Yeah.
No, and that's what separates ordinary people from successful people that we see in the world. So ang tanong lang for me naman, and again, I'm not against gaming, but how do you use your prime time? Because your prime time would say a lot about the your future success. The second thing, no, again, every time I play a game for 30 minutes, it actually makes me less stressful. Masaya ako. Happy hormone siya. No? But then I could stop it anytime I want. So I know it's a stress reliever, but I'm not sure if there's an addiction, it doesn't become a stress reliever. It becomes now, as we all know, study would show, neuroscientists would say, may effect talaga sa brain pag addicted ka sa gaming. Para siyang ano eh, para siyang drugs. They call it a digital cocaine, and a lot of people are addicted. Ewan ko kung napanood yung Social Dilemma, and that's how the world is now. It prompts you to play. Diba? May lalabas, oh, your house is about to ano, or your farm is about to ano. So it, parang kailangan kong hawakan, kailangan kong gawin. It's manipulating you. This can actually run your life. Okay? And I think yung sinabi mo nga kanina, no, Rekby, na at the end of the day, as you grow older, you see that it actually adds no value to me. Yeah, unless you're a professional gamer. And I think it goes back to a lot of our young men today, and even older men, are under-challenged. Walang challenge. And that's why they try to find challenge in the games. I'm not saying all men are like that. I'm just saying that many men, that's the way for them to feed their need to be challenged. They go to gaming. No? But I would suggest better alternatives. No? Whether it's a man or a woman watching this, marami rin babaeng gamers. Tama ba?
Yeah.
Marami rin babaeng gamers.
Meron. Marami rin.
Yeah. I think if you find that energy and put it somewhere else. No? And again, I'm not saying wag kayo mag-gaming. But what if, imagine, no? Kinalculate ko na kanina, no? Pag naglalaro tayo ng 3 hours a day, no? 365 times 3 is 1,095. Divide mo by 24 hours a day, that's 45 days of your life. That's a month and 15 days of your life where you're just facing the gadget. What can you do with 45 days that can actually enhance you and enhance the people around you? I think there's a lot you can do. Diba? So, ganun siya kalaki, no? Hindi natin makita yung effect ng 2-3 hours a day, but that's a lot of days. And that's no sleeping, yung 45 days, straight 24 hours yan. No? So, if you take the 1/3 of that, then 45 times 3 is what? That's a lot, no? That's 100 plus days that you've actually consumed because you've been into gaming. So something to think about. Gaming is not wrong, but maybe for somewhere addicted, gaming might be a stupid thing that you've been doing, no? That has been ruining your life and even the relationships that you have. So ako, take things in moderation, no? Kung kaya nyo less than an hour, if talagang hindi nyo mabitawan ng gaming, kasi hindi naman masama ang gaming, but if it has grabbed a hold of you, that's a hard check that you need to have because it might be affecting even your love life. And even sa mga single, baka nga kaya wala kang girlfriend because of that 45 days that you've lost. It could have made you better, far more successful, and enhance you more if you've done something else with those 45 days of your life in a year. So yun lang naman ang advice ni Big Bro.
Yon, sinakuhan pa nung wake up call.
Lalaro ka pa ka?
yun na yung question at the end of this, ano, maglalaro ka pa ba? Yan, yung mga makikita ninyo sa thumbnail namin.
Well, hindi ka naman ano, di ba? If it's really something that, you know, I get to do with a friend for an hour,
yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But it becomes an addiction and it's now destroying relationships. And by the way, sa mga may boyfriend, girlfriend, pag yung girlfriend mo, sinabi niya, in fact, 30 minutes, ayoko na gaganon ka. It's something you have to decide. You choose now. Is it gonna be the girl or the game? Right? Because subjective din yan eh, yung 1 hour na sinasabi ko. For some, that's actually very important. That 1 hour. For some, oh, it's just 1 hour. Right? So very subjective. Kung saan ka nakatira or paano yung upbringing mo. But some people would really find game like a waste of time. But ako, I'll go on moderation and not throw it out because I do enjoy games.
Agree. Oh, yes. I think baka nga magkaroon pa tayo ng mga part 2 depende sa mga magko-comment sa inyo at mag-PM sa page natin kung ano pa yung mga question ninyo related to gaming and relationship. Feel free to do so para naman masagot natin at magkaroon tayo ng ibang season at part kung gusto ninyo. Siyempre, pagbibigyan natin yan.
Alright. So thank you again once again to all of our browsers. Salamat sa inyong pagtangkilik sa aming channel. Please like, subscribe, and share this page pag nakatulong po sa inyo. And please, email us, PM us, DM us kung meron po kayong mga katanungan. And we might make one episode just to answer all your questions. So God bless you guys. And see you again in our next episode of Big Bro and Friend.
Bye!
Thank you, guys!
ARBR! It's all about me or it's about us.
Oh,